House Bill 1047, an act to authorize a system for the collection, accounting, and reimbursement of normal and extraordinary structural fire protection efforts resulting from wildfire.
House Bill 1047 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President and members of the Senate. Well, Secretary Gabriel from Department of Ag brought this bill to us because of a situation that we have out in the hills of the management of our forest. And as all of you know, we continue to have fires in the hills. We have problems even after the fires trying to do the logging, and it just doesn't seem like the Forest Service is doing their part. And so we have a bill before you that kind of gives a legislative intent. It kind of explains to whoever's reading this and the federal government that we understand acknowledge a problem that they have. And so what this bill does just gives that legislative intent that we understand that. Second part of the bill also, I might say that there is a possible suit that may be filed against the federal government in trying to force them to do things in the state, and also to try to get more action against the clubs like the Sierra Club that impede our work in the state. The second part of the bill, the really heart of the bill, that actually allows the secretary to go out and arrange agreements with the firefighting units, whether that's a county or a fire district. It just allows them to go out and make arrangements before the fact. Right now there's about 600 acres of forest in the northern hills that have been killed by the pine beetle, and it's understood that that probably, if a fire ever does catch out there, they probably will not be able to control it, and the buildings that are there in the surrounding forest. So they want to, the Department of Ag wants to be able to go out and make arrangements beforehand to speed up the process of paying the bills, getting the equipment in place, and that's simply what this bill does. I urge you to support House Bill 1047.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Boak.
Questions for the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Koskin, I'm knowing the unqualified history of former Representative Gabriel, and the purist that he is, could you explain how he could possibly support putting a statement of legislative intent into our code?
Senator Koskin, do you choose to respond?
The only thing I can say, Senator Boak, is he's not a legislator now. He is a bureaucrat. He can do whatever he likes.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1047. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dalbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Boak?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHewick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher? Cleven? Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre? Senator McIntyre. Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter. Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Everest. Senator Everest. Senator Hutmacher. Senator Vitter. Senator Vitter. Madam President, ayes 32, excused 3.
House Bill 1047 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.